Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. It's down to the last four teams. BetOnline has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long, and now that we're almost down to the finals, we still got a lot more in store. MLB is here, and NBA, NHL playoffs are around the corner. As always, BetOnline is the number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action and reward. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit, here's Stefan Biankowski. This is the preview show, but first of all, Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. Looking forward to the football being back, the Bundesliga being back. It's been a while, but I mean, it's not really been a while, but it was crazy last weekend, so it's just been a very long week, I suppose.
It feels like a long week for some odd reason, even though we got Monday off. Oh, that's why it feels like a while. We did the show on Saturday last week.
Yeah, that's right. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I had a long weekend, so it's made the working week feel much longer, put it that way. Looking forward to the football being back and some absolutely incredible games this weekend as well.
Totally. I mean, it's a weird week for me because I have this Friday off. I have to take some care of some stuff on Friday. It's a weird in-between Easter and another long weekend kind of thing for me. But whatever. I'll be back online for sure on Saturday watching all these games. It actually does kick off with a pretty good match already on Friday. I actually think it's a pretty intriguing game, Stefan. Frankfurt against Werder Bremen. It's not been the best week for Werder, though. Dingsy, the striker, was on loan in Heidenheim. Basically he's announced that he's not going back to Bremen and he's now signing for Freiburg. They tried everything in their power to keep him. He had an exit clause, so he's gone. And, you know, if you had a Bremen, that is a player that you probably really needed. On top of that, they're facing a Frankfurt side that has one particular player who absolutely loves playing against Werder Bremen, and that's Mario Götze. He's not scored more goals against any other team than Werder. And you know what? That statistic on its own made me think, I think Frankfurt are just going to edge this one narrowly, 2-1. What do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually got the exact same result. We obviously did a big show on Frankfurt this week, which people can go back and listen to. We talked about their kind of last couple of years on and off the pitch, and we talked about Top Bowler and this side almost kind of stagnating. And this game feels like the perfect opportunity for them to kind of kickstart the final kind of stretch of the season against a Bremen side who've, you know, really struggled after that defeat to Wolfsburg. I think they've picked up, they've got five games without wins, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, this is just typical Werder Bremen. As soon as they have kind of any hope of maybe finishing in the top six or top eight, they just implode. And now just seems like a really good time for Frankfurt to play them. So yeah, I've gone for a very narrow 2-1 win for Frankfurt.
Yeah, we're in accord here. Bayer Leverkusen, Stefan, need 8 more points to secure the title. 8 points out of 7 games. That's not a lot. That is, of course, if Bayern Munich win every single game. They could essentially probably draw every single game until from here to the end of the season and still hold win the title. Do we think they're getting 3 points closer to the title here, Stefan?
I do, but I don't think it's going to be easy. Last week's preview show, I put my put my neck out, I think, for Union Berlin and actually predict them to beat Frankfurt, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, they got a draw against them. And I still maintain that they are, you know, a team in ascendancy. If you actually look at teams that have picked up points at home in, in their last five home games, Union Berlin are actually joined fourth in the league. So they have kind of slowly but surely got their mojo back. And I do feel like Leverkusen will have to be their best here. So I wouldn't be surprised if Leverkusen actually draw points here, but I've gone for a narrow 2-1 win.
Yeah, I was tempted to say they would draw points here. I've gone not quite as narrow. I went for a 3-1 win, but like, even if they draw points here, Stefan, let's say they draw this. I mean, as I just said, the math is so heavily in their favor now, right? Like, it's almost impossible to think. I mean, that's just crazy. You need a little bit more than a point per game from here to the end to win the title. And I know Thomas Tuchel got a lot of flack from the Bayern bosses for saying that congratulating Leverkusen for the title, but the map is so in Leverkusen's favor. It's incredible. And then I watched the game against Fortuna Düsseldorf, and I almost got the sense that they know it too. And it gives you that freedom to play with confidence. Berlin is a difficult place to play, sure, but I still think that Leverkusen have too much. So I went for a 3-1 win here. But we'll see. I mean, they win this, then it's just 5 points left on their parade to the title, which is insane. Absolutely insane. Really good for them. All right, up next, Freiburg against Leipzig. This was a match that I really struggled to predict, and I went back and forward, and I ultimately settled on a 2-1 Leipzig win. I thought that Freiburg, of course, were very convincing last weekend. You know, the first game after Christian Streich announced that he was going to leave at the end of the season. They've already done some interesting transfer business, as I said. But then also, you know, I just sense that maybe this Leipzig side, they do a big rebound after their 0-0 draw against Mainz, and they need to win this game maybe a little bit more than Freiburg. And so I think that Leipzig are going to edge this just 2-1. But this would be one way I wouldn't be shocked if Leipzig would end up dropping points again.
Yeah, Marco Rosa was furious after that little draw. Absolutely apoplectic, as we would say in my part of the woods. And I suspect you're probably right there, actually. Freiburg, I thought it certainly was quite intriguing the way that they kind of you know, picked up the result last weekend. I think they both predicted a Freiburg win because we just thought they would bounce back after this Christian Streich news. And it's very tempting to say, okay, Freiburg are now going to go on this fantastic run. But the problem is that I don't know why, and I mean, there's not really any rhyme or reason to it, but Freiburg do have an absolutely atrocious record against Leipzig. Christian Streich's win rate against Leipzig is 21%. He's lost his last five games against the club. And what I keep coming back to this season is that, and we've talked about this a lot in the sense that, you know, Freiburg are this transition side and, you know, they're a team in transition, which ultimately is maybe why Christian Streich has finally decided to step down because he's thought he's done this 100 times. Maybe just doesn't have the energy to do it again. But the thing that I keep coming back to with Freiburg is they're good to a point. And I think one stat that actually sums it up tremendously well, actually, is that in 9 games against teams in the top five this season, they've only picked up 1 point. You know, so that's 1 point from 27 against teams in the top five. And I suspect that Leipzig will probably pour further anguish on that record. So, yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win for Leipzig.
I guess the good news is for Freiburg, this is their last fixture against a top five side. So get that out of the way. It's quote unquote clear sailing from here to the end of the season. Yeah, I know it's hugely fascinating what's happening in Freiburg and of course the things that they're already putting together. I think we're getting close to bringing back the transfer show, Stefan, because things seem to be kicking off in the transfer window. Around the Bundesliga, and there's some interesting deals that have gone through. So I think we're getting to a state. Bundesliga clubs notorious to get their business done at the end of April, early May, right? And I think we're getting to see that very soon. All right. Up next, Mainz against Darmstadt. I went for a 1-1 draw here. I just can't see. Well, Mainz were good against Leipzig. They got a point, but it didn't exactly, you know, it's not like that they blew away Leipzig either, and need every point right now just to A, maybe secure that playoff relegation spot, but maybe have some sort of hope of catching Bochum, which is, I think is going to be really, really difficult. And then there's Darmstadt, and I just, you know, this is two cities too that are pretty close to one another. So I guess it's a somehow a derby, maybe. But yeah, at the end, I had to settle for a 1-1 draw here, Stefan. What do you think?
Yeah, I was really surprised that Darmstadt kind of managed to claw back, or not claw back, but claim a point against Bochum last weekend. I really thought, I thought they were dead and buried, as I've been seeing for much of the season, unfortunately. But they're still showing plenty of fight. There's something about this game that just makes me think Mainz are going to edge it. I completely agree with you. Both teams are much for muchness in terms of form right now, but the only thing that kind of edges it for me is that if you look at Mainz's home form, they've picked up 2 wins and 2 draws in the last 5 games. And if they are going to really kind of do anything, really, it's going to be at home against a team like Darmstadt. This is the kind of ultimate 6-pointer. It's 3 points they absolutely have to win. So I'm going for a very narrow 1-0 draw. Sorry, 1-0 win, sorry.
1-0 draw. For Mainz, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for Mainz. Yeah.
And I mean, Darmstadt, okay, they're in huge trouble. They're probably out of it. That would be a massive result for Mainz. And that sets up this next fixture very nicely. My game of the week, Köln against Bochum. Usually you are the one that picks the bottom teams relegation battles. But you know what? I think this is actually going to be massive. First of all, it's two teams that have a very long Bundesliga history, right? And then it's also two teams that, listen, if Köln don't win this, that makes it really difficult for them. Bochum, in the meantime, they beat Köln. That increases that gap to 10 points, which, you know, puts Köln away probably clears Köln off Bochum's radar for the time being. And we're getting now to a stage of the season too where, you know, this is match day 28. There's only 6 games left after this. You know, if you don't win now in the relegation battle, you're in trouble, especially if you're one of those teams in the relegation zone. This is in Köln. I suspect the atmosphere is going to be crazy, crazy loud. I do also think, though, that Bochum are the side that is a bit more accustomed to being in this relegation battle. And ultimately, while I think this is going to be feisty, it's going to be loud, great atmosphere, all that kind of stuff. Once again, I'm going to be sitting on the fence here, Stefan, and I'm going with a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I've actually gone for the exact same. And I like how you kind of built up the atmosphere, you built up the occasion. You know, you said these two heroic teams that have something to fight for, because I'm going to say the complete opposite. They do have something to play for, but Cologne's home form is atrocious and Bochum's away form is atrocious. So there it is. So rather than two teams nobly fighting for the win, I think it's going to be two teams stumbling to avoid defeat. So yeah, I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw, much like yourself, but for different reasons, maybe.
But I don't think Köln can afford to, you know, stumble to a draw. I mean, I agree with you, they're atrocious, but they have to win this game.
Oh yeah, they have to. I mean, but what Cologne have to do isn't usually what they do. That's the problem.
I mean, Bochum probably be walking away for draw here. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's just another point. Like, this is just another match day where we kept them at bay. They probably won't like your Mainz prediction, because that will get Mainz closer to them. But like, honestly, I think Bochum are probably in a pretty comfortable position here at the moment. Obviously, if Köln win this, then that will make things really interesting. Then all of a sudden, you have maybe another team dragged into the relegation zone. Whether that's going to happen or not, we'll find out. But it's going to be fun. All right, Stefan. Up next, Heidenheim against Bayern. What do we think here?
Yeah, so I suspect that Bayern might bounce back in this game. You don't want to really kind of go overboard because Heidenheim have been good this season and Bayern do continually drop points, but there's just something about it that makes me think they'll do something quite well, or they'll do quite well in this game. So I've actually gone for a pretty bog standard 2-0 win for Bayern.
Yeah, the temptation was there to say that Heidenheim somehow going to win this at home. They are very good at home. They have been a fun team to watch all season, right? But I don't think it's going to happen this time for them. Anyways, my prediction is 2-1 for Bayern, but I looked at the injury report. Did you see the report for Leroy Sané? That he had to stop practice a day after 20 minutes because he couldn't keep up the pace.
Yeah.
That is, I think, the story to watch. And, you know, I think this is also Bayern's final game before the Arsenal match. I think while Bayern are going to win this, I think there's a lot going on here. Thomas Tuchel throwing in the towel last weekend, right, is a big story. But also the whole fact that everything now in Bayern's entire season now hinges on next week's fixture against Arsenal. Obviously, I think Bayern Munich are just going... That is the hope for Heidenheim, I think, that Bayern Munich might be completely distracted here and hoping that and trying to set up everything for that game away at Arsenal. Because that is the key fixture, in my opinion, right? That first leg, for Bayern wanting to do anything in the Champions League, they have to avoid defeat in London, right? Because then in Munich, all bets are off. But they are walking wounded right now. Like, I don't know what Neuer's status is. Pavlovic, of course, he's come back from his infection. He's a big, big figure. We saw how important he is in the Clásica when he's not on the field. And then, you know, this whole Leroy Sané thing. Kane looked completely lost without him. And so I think this is almost like why people should be tuning into this game. Not because of the fixture itself, but like the tune-up to Arsenal, Stefan. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. It's down to the last four teams. BetOnline has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long, and now that we're almost down to the finals, we still got a lot more in store. MLB is here, and NBA, NHL playoffs are around the corner. As always, BetOnline is the number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action and reward. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Yeah, it's a fair point. There's a lot of question marks over the kind of commitment of players. Kimmich actually came out after the Clásica and said that. He said, you know, usually we don't need any encouragement when we play Dortmund, every player should be pumped up. And he even said, he's like, it just didn't come across. He's like, and he's almost kind of pointing the finger at his teammates, wasn't he? Saying, you know, the attitude's just not there. And it's interesting because, you know, after Tuchel announced he was leaving, they had a really good run, didn't they? After getting through the Champions League round, and then they take a week or two off and suddenly it's all gone sideways again. So maybe they just need to get everyone back in the training ground after international break. Maybe they have to get everyone back in the same hymn, singing from the same hymn sheet, cracking the whip a bit more. And, you know, we might see a better Bayern side and a team that are maybe better geared towards, you know, the prospect of Arsenal. And I think for the most part, Heidenheim should be a good test there. So, yeah, that's why I'm going for a 2-0 win, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, we'll see. Up next is your match of the week, and that is the match of the week. Actually, I think that is the perfect top spiel. They couldn't have picked it any better. Dortmund against Stuttgart. Stefan, take it away.
Yeah, I mean, this fixture speaks for itself, really, doesn't it? We're talking about one of the best teams in Germany this season, and Dortmund, and you know, I think
well done.
I was going to say two of the best teams in Germany, but that's not the case. I don't think any Dortmund fan would begrudge me saying that. Of course, they've done tremendously well last week. They convinced really well against a Bayern team who I think we all expected to win the game. I know you didn't, so fair play. But I certainly did expect Bayern to blow them away. yeah, Dortmund looked fantastic last weekend. Played that kind of very kind of defensive Champions League style of football that Terzic seems to prefer. I think the only problem for this fixture is that he won't be allowed to do that at home in front of his own fans against Stuttgart. And if I'm being perfectly honest, I do kind of side more towards Stuttgart in this regard because, you know, they have been the better team this season. They know how to play. And I also think that draw against Heidenheim might have kind of blew some of the cobwebs off this team. Or, you know, if there was any kind of complacency about Stuttgart, I suspect that almost that fright, which Sebastian Hoeneß basically said after the game, that he was actually delighted with a point after that game just for the sake of his team's morale because of the manner in which it played out. So I suspect if any team was going to cause upset against Stuttgart, it would have been Heidenheim last weekend. So I think they'll go into this game very composed, very determined. And it'll depend how well Dortmund play. If Dortmund do sit back and play that kind of very effective defensive counter-attacking football against the Stuttgart side, it might work quite well. And, you know, Dortmund have more or less been pretty solid at home this season. I have to kind of give them that. Stuttgart do seem to have the odd hiccup on the road. They've lost five of the 13 home games away games this season. So on the balance of things, I've gone for a very boring 2-2 draw. But I was leaning towards a Stuttgart win, if I'm being perfectly honest.
That's hilarious. I always went for a 2-2 draw. I think this game is going to be hugely interesting, and I think a big factor for the 3-3 draw against Heidenheim, I mean, obviously it's a derby, right, and there's all of that, but I think too, Stuttgart having four guys with the German national team may have made a bit of a difference there too, because all those players, I mean, Mittelstadt played both those games for Germany, right, but Undaf, I think, featured them both, Fürich featured them both, Anton did too. Yeah, he came off the bench in both games, I think. So, you know, so they were hugely involved, and then they're away from training, of course, as well, right? So there was a little bit of, and Stuttgart haven't had that experience in a while, where they send a lot of players away to the national team, right? And so it almost felt like they had to reintegrate them and maybe bring everyone down, and it showed such morale to come back very late with that Dennis Undav equalizer to make it 3-3, and what was a spectacular match. And this is going to be a really interesting test, I think. And one, you know, if Dortmund, what's the difference between Dortmund and Leipzig now in points? Just looking that up real quick. It's 3 points. So that, of course, will make things interesting again, right? Because if our prediction is right, then Leipzig will narrow the gap back to 2 points. And so
my prediction, which has Leipzig winning and Dortmund drawing, puts them 1 point behind Dortmund, also 1 point, just five behind Stuttgart as well, which is interesting. So it's all to play for.
Yeah, this will. I mean, it's a hugely intriguing game, I think, all around. We'll wait and see what happens here. I definitely think everyone should be tuning in. It's a great choice for a match of the week. Okay, to the Sunday fixtures: Hoffenheim against Augsburg. Stefan, I just, you know, hate to say it, but the Bavarian Swabians are on a very good run at the moment, and 18 points from the last 10 games. It's looking very good. And Maxi Bayer, I don't think, is going to make a difference there. So I think Augsburg are going to just edge this 2-1.
Yeah, I've actually gone for a 1-0 win for Augsburg, and you're absolutely right. Bavarian's most informed team at the moment. If you look over the course of the last five games, only Leverkusen have actually picked up more points. They must be halfway through building a statue to Jes Torup in Augsburg, because he's just doing an incredible job there. And I completely agree with you. You know, Hoffenheim obviously on the back of three back-to-back defeats. And even if you kind of throw all these recent results out the window, Hoffenheim this season in general have just been pretty poor at home. And Augsburg have been very good. So yeah, I've gone for a narrow Augsburg win. And I think the run will continue.
It is still in the hunt for a European spot, right? If everything goes well. Yeah, the seventh. So, I mean, they could be right there, depending, of course, whether Leverkusen win the final against Kaiserslautern or not. That seventh spot could be a spot in Europe. So, yeah.
Well, my predictions would have them 5 points behind Frankfurt, which is interesting.
No, yeah. Yeah, six games to go, right?
But there's every chance that Bremen could take points off Frankfurt, so you'd think Augsburg would really have to take advantage of this weekend. If you'd imagine if Bremen do something on Friday night, that's the perfect incentive for Augsburg to go to Hoffenheim and really try and pick up some important points there.
Yeah, no, totally. Makes it really interesting. All right, the final game of the week, Ralf Hasenhüttl comes in, wins his first game. Is he going to win his second, Stefan?
I suspect he will. Things do not look good for Gladbach right now. They haven't looked good for Gladbach for some time, to be perfectly honest with you. They obviously lost 3-0 to Freiburg last weekend, which means they've only picked up one win in the last five games. If you look over the course of the last 10 match days, they're actually joint second last alongside Cologne. And funny enough, Wolfsburg. So it feels very much like one team is on the ascendancy, one team is continuing to kind of stumble down the league table, and we're well and truly in panic mode right now for Gladbach, in my opinion, because if they lose this game and if the rest of the results go the way that I suggested this weekend, they'll be 1 point above Bochum and just five above Mainz. And, you know, we're in serious trouble here if you're a Wolves fan. So, yeah, I think Wolfsburg will win this. I think Hasenhüttl, you know, I mean, one game also isn't going to make a big difference in terms of he can't implement everything after one game, but they picked up an important win against Bremen last weekend. The so-called new manager bounce, as they say, but you'd expect that to continue in this game.
Yeah, I suspect you're right. I went for a 2-0 Wolfsburg win here. It's Gladbach. I think Gladbach might actually be in bigger trouble than people think. I mean, the only saving grace, because this is the second time then that they would find themselves potentially in our lower reaches, right? And dropping as low as 14th. I think they've been 15th once this season as well. And as you said, like, the results go that way, then all of a sudden Bochum would be just 1 point behind Gladbach, right? Wolfsburg would make a big leap out of there. I don't think Gladbach are going to get relegated because I think the teams behind them are so bad. But your ambition cannot be to finish just outside the relegation zone. Not with everything that's been invested and put together. And I mean, Gerardo Sione, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like the chemistry is right there, Stefan.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I said maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago that for Gladbach, they just have to basically avoid relegation and get to the summer and basically begin a huge rebuild. There's a lot of players there who are desperate to move on. There's a lot of players who probably should have been sold 2 or 3 years ago, really. And it hasn't happened. And, you know, they're almost like this kind of dead carcass of a squad. Siona, obviously, you know, still has a lot of kind of goodwill, you'd think, in German football. A lot of people still think he deserved a bit more at Leverkusen, or something didn't work out there. Maybe it wasn't his fault, but he's running out of excuses, I would imagine. So I'm not quite sure what Gladbach do at this point, but like I said, they just have to kind of hope they can avoid relegation and then begin a very, very major rebuild.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That does it from us for this week. That's all the shows done and dusted and recorded. You can find them all, of course, either on the Substack, and then of course the main show will be still available if you want to listen back to last week's classica. But I can't believe that Dortmund finally won one. And of course then there's the extra show, shows available on the Substack, so go check that out. As always, the podcast is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. I haven't checked the score number, but Stefan, I think you mopping the floor with me this year, so best not to check. I'm just going to live in oblivion and bask in last year's glory. This is how that works, right? So anyways, if you haven't subscribed yet, I urge you to do so. There's a great community too. There will be a match day thread, of course. Once again, I think last week's was again over 600. And then we have had a German semi-cup final thread as well. And I opened the transfer window, summer transfer window chat today, Stefan.
Yeah, it's already flying.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I love the community. And if you want to get involved in the great community, you know where to find it. Any final thoughts before we wrap up this week?
No, I don't think so. You kind of rounded up yourself there. Obviously, people want to check out our other podcasts we did this week. We did a deep dive into Frankfurt and how they're doing on and off the pitch. And of course, as you said, the Pokal semi-final. Big look into Kaiserslautern and Leverkusen and what a cup final means for both those clubs right now.
Yeah, hugely interesting. Okay, well, that's it. We'll be back soon. Enjoy the match day. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.